Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 9th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Pathogenic cardiomyopathy-associated gene variants and prognosis in atrial fibrillation results in 18,000 clinical trial participants. This study, analyzing over 18,000 patients from thrombolysis in myocardial infarction study group trials, found that individuals with atrial fibrillation, AF, who carry rare pathogenic or likely pathogenic variants in cardiomyopathy genes have a significantly increased risk of adverse outcomes, including all-cause mortality and heart failure hospitalization. The presence of these variants appears to independently worsen prognosis in AF patients, highlighting the potential clinical importance of genetic screening in this population. These findings suggest that targeted management strategies may be warranted for atrial fibrillation patients with cardiomyopathy gene variants. Article number 2. Incidence of heart failure in Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and other Pacific Islander populations. This study investigated the incidence of heart failure across disaggregated Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and other Pacific Islander groups using data from Kaiser Permanente Northern California and Kaiser Permanente Hawaii from 2012 to 2022. The research revealed substantial differences in heart failure incidence rates among these individual populations, indicating a need for tailored prevention and management strategies rather than treating the group as a monolith. Specifically, Native Hawaiians and Filipinos experienced higher heart failure incidence compared to Chinese and Japanese subgroups. Article number 3. Racial and ethnic differences in patient age at first hospitalization for heart failure. This study, using data from the Get With The Guidelines Heart Failure Registry, examined racial and ethnic differences in age at first hospitalization for heart failure. The analysis revealed that Black patients were, on average, hospitalized for heart failure at a significantly younger age compared to white patients. This disparity remained even after adjusting for social risk factors, suggesting other biological or environmental factors may contribute to the earlier onset of heart failure in Black individuals. Article number 4. Influence of type 2 diabetes on the effects of tirzepatide in patients with heart failure and a preserved ejection fraction with obesity, a pre-specified stratification-based analysis. This pre-specified analysis of the SUMMIT trial assessed the impact of type 2 diabetes on the effects of tirzepatide in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction patients with obesity. The study found that the benefits of tirzepatide on weight loss and heart failure symptoms were consistent regardless of diabetes status. This suggests tirzepatide can be an effective treatment option for obese heart failure with preserved ejection fraction patients with or without type 2 diabetes. Article number 5. Transcatheter aortic valve replacement with balloon versus self-expandable bioprostheses for the treatment of bicuspid aortic valve stenosis. This multicenter study compared the outcomes of transcatheter aortic valve replacement, TAVR, using balloon expandable versus self-expandable valves in patients with bicuspid aortic valve stenosis. The results showed no significant difference in the composite outcome of death or stroke between the two valve types after propensity score matching. This suggests that both balloon expandable and self-expandable valves are reasonable options for transcatheter aortic valve replacement in patients with bicuspid aortic valve stenosis. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.